AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. First cases of the new Omicron coronavirus variant have been reported in France and Japan. France says its case is on the island territory of Reunion in the Indian Ocean. Based on early evidence, the World Health Organization is warning the risk from the variant is very high. President Biden says Omicron will eventually reach the U.S.
We'll fight this variant with scientific and knowledgeable actions and speed, not chaos and confusion.
The variant was first detected in South Africa. Doctors there are reporting patients are suffering mostly mild symptoms so far. A week before a deadline for mandatory vaccines, a federal judge is blocking the Biden administration from requiring millions of healthcare workers to get shots. The AP's Jackie Quinn has the story.
10 states had challenged the president's healthcare worker vaccine mandate. The 10 states, led mostly by Republicans, were granted a preliminary injunction by a federal judge in St. Louis who said the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid had no clear authority from Congress to enact a vaccine mandate and was overstepping its power. Missouri's attorney general spearheaded the lawsuit and accuses the administration of using the coronavirus as a tool for control over people. Another court had placed a freeze on another administration rule that would require businesses with more than 100 workers to either mandate vaccines or conduct weekly testing. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Jury selection starts today in the trial of a suburban Minneapolis police officer who says she meant to use her taser instead of her gun when she killed a black man, Dante Wright. Kim Potter is charged with manslaughter. In Chicago, testimony is expected to begin today in the trial of actor Jussie Smollett. Prosecutors say he staged a homophobic and racist attack. His lawyers say Smollett is a real victim of a real crime. This is AP News. On Monday Night Football, the Washington football team has won three in a row, beating Seattle at home 17-15. Quarterback Taylor Heineke's team won at home on Monday night for only the third time in 20 tries.
And it really starts those guys up front, offensively, offensive line. They don't get a lot of credit, but these last 3 weeks, they've been phenomenal.
Washington has moved into the final NFC wildcard spot with a win. Pete Carroll's Seahawks, though, have fallen out of playoff contention.
I'm really proud of the way these guys keep battling and fighting hard and doing what we need to do to hit the heck out of people and make things happen when we get a chance. But the results just aren't coming.
Seattle is 3-8. A source tells the AP LSU is hiring Brian Kelly away from Notre Dame. It's the second bombshell in college football in as many days, coming a little more than 24 hours after USC pulled Lincoln Riley away from Oklahoma. Kelly is the winningest coach in Notre Dame history. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.